probably, when you're clearing out land and all of the undergrowth on the land, what do you call it? Do you have a special word for the stuff you clear out on the land? All the weeds and undergrowth and small trees and bushes and things that you clear out and get your land cleared, what do you call that?
Well, clearing.
Pardon?
Clearing.
What do you call the stuff that you clear, that you carry off?
Well, we just call that brush.
Call it brush. What do you use the thing that, call a thing that you sharpen your razor blades on? They don't use them very much anymore, except in the barber shop.
Call that?
Probably use them at some time or other.
Razor straps.
Well, straps?
Yep.
They would call them either during drop.
Drop, sir.
What would you call a thing you put in a gun when you're going out hunting? The fire.
Oh, call them shotgun shells.
What do you call them, cartridges?
Cartridges. Some of them's cartridges and some of them's shotgun shells.
How about the things that the kids play on? You got a board and they put something in the middle so they balance the board. One sits on one end and one sits on the other. Hopefully you could call those around here.
Teeter totters.
You ever hear the term seesaw? Teeter and board. You call them teeter totters.
That's all I've heard of, call them teeter totters.
You ever played or when you were a boy or any of your children or other children play on a plank and put it on a stump and it goes around, put a plank on top of a flat stump and the two kids sitting on it, somebody else pushes the plank around in a circle, come across anything like that?
I wouldn't know what you call that. You gotta call it a whirling gig.
Merry-go-round.
Did
you ever heard the term Flying Jenny? What about the thing you carry coal in? Put coal in the stove?
Well, that's a coal bucket.
What do you call it, a scuttle?
No.
A hot coal bucket?
No.
You call it a coal bucket?
Coal bucket.
And the thing with one wheel and two handles that you use
That's a wheel bar.
What do you use for sharpening the side or sharpening the pickle?
Side rock.
Side rock?
Yeah.
You ever call it a side stone?
Yeah, side stone.
Wet stone?
Wet stone, or whatever you call it.
You hear them all over
there? Yeah, I've heard all of them.
Wet rock? Rough stone?
Mm-hmm.
You use side stone, probably.
Side stone, what I call it.
And what about the big stone that you usually have to turn a crank and drop your axe on sometimes?
Well, crank.
But the stone itself is going around.
Oh, that kind of stone.
And when you take your car into the garage and you